Hey, David, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Weather's warm. You know, trees are flowering. You don't have to mow that. Oh, you don't have to mow nearly as much as you used to, do you, especially Veterans Park, because you got
those
fields out there.
We've added a lot of other parks besides that.
Yes, so
we're still mowing and going.
But yeah, yeah.
This time of year, we're super busy, more on the recreation side, getting programs set up, getting people hired and trained, and getting registration going. In fact, we've got our big registration Saturday morning at the Lincoln Center for people to go get information on all the different summer programs we offer, swimming lessons, you name it. We're trying to register people for it starting Saturday.
You know, and again, I've lived here a long time, but even back in the day, a long time ago, that was one of the main things that College Station did, is they wanted to make sure people could take tennis lessons, swimming lessons, keep kids busy during the summertime. And while the numbers have changed and the options have changed, it's still one of your core purposes in the summer.
Oh, yeah, and we're full. So those people that are trying to figure out what they want to do for the summer,
yeah,
they need to get there Saturday morning, because a lot of the prime classes for swimming lessons, you know, that first session in June,
sure,
always fills up right away.
You're right. Well, people, I'm sure, build vacation stuff around it. Now, do you have an online version of where they can see all the classes and such?
We do, but that won't go live until Monday morning.
Oh.
And so if you can get out there Saturday, you get the jump on everybody. And then beginning Monday, we'll open up our online registration and go from there.
Okay. And what are the times? What are the hours when they can come and do that?
It's the session starts at 9 in the morning.
Okay.
Goes till noon.
Mm-hmm.
We cut it off at noon, but it straggles out till 1 or 2 o'clock. So, yeah, it'll be an exciting day for us. We've also got to get going on getting our facilities ready for all of that. So,
you know, there's so many things that are different in the two cities, and then so much that are very alike. And concepts, I guess, in many cities are to build smaller neighborhood parks. Bryan is right now looking at doing their super park thing. Tell me what the super park in Bryan is going to mean to College Station Parks Department.
Well, right now, with the population growing as fast as it is in both cities, We're actually short on park facilities, and so when you look at a facility like what Bryan is with a super park, kind of a little bit of everything, a lot of especially in the athletic arena, it'll give people more of an opportunity, more of a choice to go out and get their kids involved, get the adults involved. So
I think it's unusual for a city that age to be able to suddenly have a piece of property that large, and of course development around it and the ancillary area is important.
Yeah, and well, that's kind of a unique thing there, where they're actually got using a golf course to do this. But I think it's a good reuse of that property, and it'll become one of the destination areas, especially for the local area.
Well, we talk about the programs that are available. What do you see as the responsibility of Parks and Recreation beyond what happens in the summer?
Well, we're here to serve the public, and we try to offer things that the public wants, what they're interested in. So 20 years ago, what people were signing up for is not what they're signing up for today. We've got some classes that are involved in a lot of the nature stuff is hot right now.
Mm-hmm.
So with our new nature center opening up, we're programming that to the max. A lot of our science programs are starting to take off. And then, of course, your popular things. The Harry Potter thing has been pretty popular the last few years. And so that didn't exist a while back.
Sure.
So we kind of go with the flow.
Yeah.
But we still have our diehard, you know, our adult softball programs and our youth soccer programs and baseball and all that. We have some great community partners.
Right. Anything else we need to add this morning?
Well, so this Saturday's registration, but next Saturday we start our Starlight Music Series.
Oh, okay.
And we have a great lineup this year. Bree Bagwell's going to kick it off on Cinco de Mayo. And then last year one of our favorite bands was a Journey cover band, and they were absolutely incredible. That's my music.
Okay, there you go.
So I'm out there just loving it. We're bringing them back.
Are they called Short Trip?
One of the most popular bands that we brought through the Starlight series we haven't had in the last few years. So back by popular demand is Hotel California.
Oh, okay.
Now they're the Eagles cover band. Mm-hmm. That's out of Canada, and they're coming back.
Great.
And so that should be a great night. And we're going to end the series with a Cupid dance party. Now, this is the guy that sings the Cupid dance mm-hmm. song, and they're going to come out and do their entertainment there on June 9th. So we've got a great lineup, so that's coming up, along with all the other things.
And the price is right, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just come, enjoy.
And follow the rules.
You can bring your own drinks and food, but we just ask that you don't bring any glass bottles. Sure. Again, that's a safety issue.
Sure.
And coolers, not too big. I think 48 quart.
Is that about right?
So, okay. Yeah, so we're good on
all that. All right, well, that sounds good. Anything else?
One
more thing while you're here. Yeah.
At the end of the month, we are starting. This is our first year, and we hope it will become something annual, is our Texas Weekend of Remembrance. And this is an event we're putting together to honor those that gave the ultimate sacrifice while they're in service of the country. And we're planning a big event beginning Friday evening, Saturday going through Sunday out at Veterans Park, but we're tying in the entire community. And we've got Fort Hood tied in. We have a lot of active duty groups coming. Be a lot of displays, very military-themed, again, in remembrance and honor of those. So Memorial Weekend, this will be the place to come. We've got parachute jumpers coming. We've got entertainment, all of that kind of stuff.
Sounds good. All right. David Smits, he's the Director of Parks and Recreation for City of College Station. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.